On Baby Street by Julie Ballou and Jenny Eclair, starring Frances Barber, Keith Allen, Kathy Burke and Jenny Eclair. Welcome back to Baby Street. How busy I have been. Yes, it's mild for the time of year. God, you can't win. I was trying to be nice to the old folk, but they don't appreciate it. Moan, moan, moan. Any more whinging and I'll freeze this place over. Listen, I'm a woman. I'm allowed to change my mind. Enough of that. We're not here to talk of the weather. I have come to see my blossoming ladies. They are 5 months pregnant now. What were just cells are now fully formed fetuses. A soft down called lanugo covers their tiny bodies. They have eyebrows, faces, genitals, and their feeble kicks can be felt, although many women confuse indigestion and wind with their baby's movement. All my ladies look noticeably fatter, I'm pleased to say. Geraldine's wedding ring cuts into her finger. Shona's blood pressure is a little high, and Yvette, well, it's difficult to see what's happening to Yvette. Those great big cardigans might hide a multitude of sins, but cannot hide the truth forever. I got a bit behind today. It is evening already. Geraldine and Robert are not at home. Ah, there you are, Geraldine. So this is a publishing party, is it? Very amusing. Geraldine's publishing company, Lowther & Cranshaw, have recently bought out Pamela Caglier's new book. Yes, you have heard of her. The bisexual feminist icon. Oh, as if I need to be told it's women who rule the world.
Geraldine, this is awesome. I think you're a very special person. I sense you have an incandescent soul.
Terribly kind of you to say so.
Geraldine?
Oh, excuse me. Robert? I thought you said you weren't coming.
Oh, nice to see you too, spouse dearest. Listen, I've had a bitch of a day.
You lost the shoplifting case?
I can't believe it. The woman walks out of Do It All with a complete kitchen flat pack up her jumper and gets off because apparently the balance of her mind is affected by her ovaries. And it's rubbish. The balance of my mind is affected when Australia beats England, but I don't use that as an excuse to improve my home gratis. The day men get acquitted because Arsenal have gone down a division will be the day we have true equality. Oh, Christ. I need a drink. Oh, don't tell me. Lukewarm Liebfraumilch in a plastic beaker.
Guava juice, I'm afraid. Pamela's strictly teetotal. She believes that alcohol weakens women and makes them subservient to men as a result. She calls it the fellatio theory.
All theory and not enough practice by the look of her. Jesus, what is this place, anyway?
It's an old abattoir. Pamela's idea. She says it's symbolic of men treating women as flesh. She calls it the silly moo theory. She's actually very nice in a post-feminist, sub-Germaine Greer sort of way. You must meet her.
Why? Oh, really, Geraldine, what were you lot thinking of publishing this kind of nonsense? Nice books about cooking the Provençal way and 100 decorative border ideas are one thing, but getting involved with lesbo literature is another. I'm really quite cross about this.
I suppose you'd rather your wife was at home bottling plums. Pamela Caglier, you must read my book, oh husband of Geraldine. You obviously have a lot to learn.
Not my cup of guava juice, Miss Caglier.
Ms.
Oh, quelle surprise.
Hello, Robert.
Good grief.
Well, well, well. What is young Elaine doing here? She is Robert's junior clerk, the one with the legs, 24. Need I go on? Now, that's what I call the office totty theory. I've had enough of this party. I shall leave Geraldine in the capable hands of Ms. Caglier.
Oh, birth. What a wonderful, liberating female experience. Not that I've had any children, but I have rebirthed myself several times. The other day, I managed it in under 3 hours, and that was in the breech position, with the cord around my neck.
And here we are at number 12. The Gordons have a house guest, or should I say, a cupboard guest. I told you Shona's blood pressure had gone up. Could Ian's chum Trevor be the reason? Shona has been away visiting her mother. She was going to stay longer, but her mother told her to buck up and not be so wishy-washy. Shona's mother has a lot of children. Her patience ran out long ago. Shona is on her way home. Her shoes hurt and her thighs chafe. Shona has piled on too much weight. She has developed a double chin. This is often referred to as a pregnancy goiter and is as unattractive as it sounds. Let us hope that Trevor and Ian are making things nice for Shona's return.
Well, Trevor, old man, who'd have thought it, eh? That one day I'd be a happily married man looking forward to the birth of my firstborn.
Not me, that's for sure.
Hey, family life. It's the only way to go, Trev. Anything else just feels like a shadow of what could be. Man was made to go in pairs and multiply. I really feel as though I'm part of the evolutionary chain. I'm contributing to history in the making.
Hey, would you happen to know Chrissy from Man About the House's favourite colour?
Purple. Well, more of a mauve, really. Bit like our Shona's veins.
Only I'm just completing this 70s TV quiz. You know, if you answer all 500 questions correctly, you can win a box set of Please Sir videos.
Oh, well, crack on then.
I will. Want to get done before your Shona gets back from her mum's. Mm. I don't know what it is about her, Ian, but I do sense some hostility. I can't put my finger on it, but I don't think she feels all that comfortable around men.
Shona? No, you're imagining it. She's expecting old boy. Her hormones are all of higgledy-piggle. You know, women. Up one minute, round the corner the next.
Well, I don't really know any women. Well, you know, I've seen them around, like, but I don't know any personally. They're like a different species somehow.
No, you're not wrong there. Do you know, you and I are exactly the same age as Shona, and she can't remember ever watching a single episode of The Persuaders.
What was it? What? Dun, dun, da, da, dun, da, 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 da. Some people just don't know.
Oh, hey, speak of the devil.
Oh.
Oh, Maggie, Ian.
Hello, love.
Shona.
Ian, what have you done to the living room walls?
He's painted them.
Shut up.
Shona, get a grip. You're talking to an old friend and possible godfather.
Over my dead body. Oh, how could you, Ian? I showed you the swatches over and over. Sonny Primrose, not burning wacko yellow.
Trevor chose it. Oh. You might remember, he's always been a bit of an egg custard man.
Oh, you pillock.
Oh, there. I think you're overreacting.
Yeah. Oh, do you? How would you know? You're so inert. You wouldn't know what overreacting was if it bit you.
Shona, there's no need to be so nasty.
Get out, Trevor. Ooh. Just go.
Oh, well, if you really feel like that.
I can't stand it a minute longer. 3 months you've been here, Trevor. 3 months, and you're not even my friend.
Well, any wife of Ian's is a friend of mine.
Well, you can be bosom buddies with the next one. I mean it, Ian. Either he goes or I go.
Shona, where will you go?
No, it's all right, Ian. I can take a hint. I'll get the next train home.
Good.
There's just one thing, Ian.
Of course, Trevor.
You couldn't take Dad's army for me, I suppose.
Oh, no!
Oh, calm down, Shona. Remember your blood pressure. We don't want protein in your urine now, do we? And what of queasy Yvette? I rarely inflict morning sickness for more than 12 weeks. But I am cross with Yvette. She has not been honest with her father. And if she doesn't tell him soon, I shall puff up her ankles. I can, Yvette.
Not for me, Dad.
That's the second time this week you said no to an ocean pie, girl.
I'm all right.
Now, look, do you want to talk about it?
No.
Yvette, I'm your father.
I know. That explains the size of my snout.
Yeah, well, all the better for smelling dodgy fish, love. I'm here for you. I promised your mum I'd look after you. Now then, what is it?
Nothing.
I know something ain't right, girl. You haven't been yourself for months now. Something's going on. Even that slimy toe rag has stopped coming round. Now, you can tell your old daddy, Yvette.
To tell.
Yeah, well, I'll say there is. You look half dead most days, and Kelly's, well, she's been acting very strange indeed.
How do you mean?
How do I mean? She won't look me in the eye, huh? I saw her down the Crown on Wednesday, and she pretended she was deaf.
What?
Yeah, oh, don't you start. I offered to get her a drink, and she pretended not to hear me. If I didn't know any better, I'd say she was avoiding me.
You're imagining it.
No, I am not. And it all started that night she came over right after Emmerdale. Do you remember?
No.
Of course you do. The pair of you stood in the hallway whispering for half an hour, and then you ran upstairs sobbing, and she made me watch early episodes of EastEnders on UK Gold. I can believe it. You know, with Michelle and Dirty Den carrying on, eh? Now, what is it, love? You can tell me. Is it Larry?
Who?
Don't play the innocent with me. Loser Larry, of course.
All right, Dad. Yeah. It's about time you knew. I'll tell you.
Well, go on in.
He's made me pregnant.
No. Oh, my God, no.
Dad, you're going to be a grandfather.
Oh, bloody kill him!
Ooh, I do like a good scrap. Geraldine and Robert had a humdinger last night. They quarrelled badly about Pamela, about towels on the bathroom floor, about money, about Geraldine's mother, her brother, the stain on the bedroom ceiling. They argued until they slept, teeth unbrushed, sourly unkissing, back to back on the very edges of the bed. But tonight, things are going to be different. Geraldine is determined. Geraldine is feeling strong, and this has nothing to do with the fact that she has read Pamela's book from cover to cover. Literally, the bit in the middle is unreadable.
Eaton?
Hello?
It's me, Dom, your brother, remember? Oh. Dubious tan, spaniel eyes, Capricorn with Pisces rising, likes ice cream, opera and opera.
How are you?
Oh, don't ask. How are you? Getting nice and roly-poly?
I'm great. My amnio was clear.
Oh, relief city. Robert Thrill?
I'm telling him tonight. I had a scan too. I've got the photo. He looks like a baby. So tonight I'm going to do the big candlelit dinner number on Robert. I've even put Dire Straits on the CD and I'm cooking his favourite meal.
Oh, let me guess. Shepherd's pie and spotted dick?
How did you know?
Well, he's a public schoolboy, isn't he? They're all the same. Hey ho, is hubby home?
No. I can't think where he's got to.
I know, Geraldine. I know precisely where your husband is. He is popping a pimento-stuffed olive into the open mouth of young Elaine. They are indiscretions. A wine bar with dark corners. Elaine has just crossed her legs, revealing as she does so lace stocking tops and creamy thigh.
The thing is, Elaine, my wife doesn't understand me.
Poor bunny.
I love this song.
It's my favourite too.
I smell danger. It's a mixture of pheromones and alcohol, a lethal combination. Go home, Robert. Go home to your pregnant wife. Why are men so stupid? My fault, I suppose. Yvette's dad is quite serious about killing Larry. He knows a man who knows a man who will wipe Larry away for a mere £4,000. Mr. Martin hasn't got £4,000, and fish are not legal tender. Mr. Martin thinks about Larry all morning. He is rough with his produce, heads fly and entrails spill.
Poach him and then serve him up with soddy mushy peas and a plate of chips.
He is not squeamish. Blood and guts are part of his life. Blood and guts and placentas and amniotic fluid are about to be part of Yvette's life. She knows about sex. She first had it off on a pile of coats at a party. Isn't that always the way? But she knows nothing about pregnancy, apart from the fact that she can no longer do up her jeans. It's time she found out more.
Sorry. Have you got any books on pregnancy?
Yes, check the computer over there.
Oh, right. Oh. Excuse me, can you work this thing?
Of course.
This is useless. I don't even know where to look. Let's try women's troubles.
You mean women's studies?
I mean something that tells you what to do when you're up the duff.
All right. Well, how about this? Pregnant and confused, section 40.
Perfect. Oh, no, there's coloured photos. Oh, no, potential health hazards of video display terminals. God, now they're telling me I can't even watch a film. What else can I do? Get stuffed. Oh, no. Microwaves might be dangerous. God, I can't even have a Cornish pasty. Shh. Oh, no. Be cautious when using hair dyes. Oh, God, what about me roots?
Shh.
Physiological changes in the mother. You may become slightly irritable.
I won't know the difference then.
Your libido may decrease. Good. Oh, no. The labia may become swollen, and some women may develop varicose veins of the labia. Oh, Mom!
Shh!
Shush yourself! This is terrible! The vagina will become very acid as a protection against infections, and this acidity also promotes fungal growth, which frequently causes a very itchy and uncomfortable discharge. Oh, no! What have I done to deserve this?
Excuse me, miss. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh, please, no. What have I done now?
Well, we don't permit reading aloud in the library, particularly in this section.
I'm just as disgusted as you are.
People are complaining.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
Well, do you see that elderly gentleman collapsed over his Daily Express?
Yeah, so?
He appears to have fainted.
So, get a nurse.
He's not the only one. Look around.
What's the matter with them all?
Well, apparently your graphic descriptions of childbirth have disturbed them.
Typical bloody men.
Mr. Martin has finished work for the day, but he still has business to attend to. He is going to sort out the man who defiled his daughter. He is going to pulverise that Larry. That is his intention.
Come on! Come on, you skunk of a man! I know you're in there!
Oh, no, he isn't. Larry is in Wormwood Scrubs. He went down 2 weeks ago, visiting this Thursday. What an anticlimax, but not for Shona and Ian. They are going home. They are full of themselves. Shona is very full indeed.
Oh, Ian, I'm so excited. I mean, I was really looking forward to having one baby. Now I'm ecstatic we're going to be having two.
I have known for a long time. It was my idea. These two have just had technological proof. This afternoon, Shona had her scan, her vast belly smeared with a jelly substance and rubbed all over with an ultrasound device. And there on the screen appeared livers, lungs, hearts and limbs. Lots of them. For a moment, Ian was convinced they were having an octopus.
I can't think where the twin connection came from. Well, there's none in my family. Well, not unless you count Uncle William and his split personality.
Who cares where they came from? They're ours, Ian. Our very own twins. If we have one of each, we can call them Little Shona and Little Ian.
Yeah, and if we have two girls, we can call them Shona and Ianora.
Oh, that's a possibility. And if the boys, we could call them Ian and... Ian and... Oh, I don't know.
How about Ian and Trevor?
Oh, no, never!
Settle, only teasing.
Oh, Ian, don't do that to me.
I'm so proud of you, old girl. Come on, let's get in and order a curry. Remember, you're eating for three now.
Oh, Ian, I don't think I could stomach a curry. How about Mexican pizza with garlic bread and extra chilli?
Whatever you want, my love.
Oh, Ian, I am sorry about Trevor. It's not that I dislike him, not really. He's just, well, you know, a bit of an oddball.
I think he's perfectly normal. But everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Oh, you do understand, don't you, love? I mean, it's a very small flat, and the man is nearly 6'4".
Yeah, of course I do, pumpkin. You could have been a touch more civil about the eviction, but I quite understand.
Well, he's gone now. Come on, I'm starving.
Trevor?
Evening, all. Fancy some tripe and onions.
Oh, crikey. I could do with the port and lemon. I'll just pop to the pub.
Right then, we get another one in.
No, Baze, I think you've had enough.
No, I haven't. Have a jolly up. Same again, Mickey, mate.
Yeah, on your way now, buddy. I just got your coffee and shampoo, and I don't want to drink any Theakston's Ale Peculiar in yesterday's Welsh. Yeah. Go on, off you go.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you a slap hand. I will. Well,
take
him in.
Take his fags.
Well, you don't have to get personal, don't you?
Come on, mate. I'll walk you home.
No. I'll be right.
Look, you've had a few too many scoops. Your heart's been broken. And what's more, it can be bleeding dangerous around here.
Yeah, but, Kelly, I won't be able to walk you home.
No, I don't want you to. Last time a bloke walked me home, I got pregnant.
I missed the train.
Trevor, there's more than one train to Preston per day.
Is there? Oh, dear, I've botched up.
Oh, Ian.
Now, Chucky Egg, it's only for one more night. Right, mate?
Yeah, you say so.
He does.
Meanwhile, Dominic and Geraldine are still running up a phone bill.
What about names?
Well, I haven't dared tell Robert yet, but I keep coming back to Tallulah.
And what if it's a girl?
Oh, you are silly. Oh, I've got to go. Robert's back. Love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Here, grab hold.
Oh, girl, my little girl. She's only a baby. I'll kill him. Dirty, rotten fiend.
She did love him, you know.
Oh, that's what makes it so terrible. My old daughter's got no taste.
In here, darling.
It's me. Listen, I'm whacked. I think I'd better go straight up to bed.
You'd better lie down before you fall over. Robert, you are drunk. You are pie-eyed.
Pissed as a fat, I know. Oh, now, don't get at me. It's your fault. To be honest, Geraldine, at the moment, a couple of pints with the lads after work is a far more attractive proposition than coming home and finding that the lithe young girl you married has turned into a very large shrew. Nag, 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 nag. It's like something out of a very bad soap opera.
Well, then it's my cue to throw a vat of shepherd's pie at your head.
I wouldn't, Geraldine. This is my best suit. I've just had it dry cleaned.
I don't give a shit about your precious suit.
Now then, Geraldine, you're talking like a fishwife again. I've had enough. I'm going to bed.
No, you're not. Not until we've had a talk.
I can remember Sonic. Let's all relax, eh? Sit back, have some tea, and tell Trevor the good news.
I don't like tripe.
Oh, come on, Shauna. Don't deny your roots. It's lovely.
Hey, you'll never guess, Trev. Shauna's expecting twins.
Twins? Well, there's the name sorted out.
What do you mean?
Randall and Hopkirk.
Oh!
What?
And I boiled that spotted dick for 3 hours, which is precisely what I'd like to do with a certain part of your anatomy.
I can't stand aggressive women, Geraldine. If you could just see how unattractive you look.
It doesn't matter how I look. It's how I feel that's important.
Oh, honestly, Geraldine. Me, 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 me. You're so self-obsessed at the moment.
That's because I've been worried sick.
I can't imagine why.
Because until today, I thought there was a very good risk of my having an abnormal baby. But I'm not. The test was clear. Robert, there is nothing wrong with our baby. Well, it might have funny ears, a squint, or fat legs, but there is nothing chromosomally wrong. I've even got a photo to prove it's only got one head. And I thought that when you came home, you'd be happy too, and we could get on with preparing ourselves for this baby, and maybe we could enjoy it like other normal people.
I resent that comment, Geraldine. There is nothing abnormal about me. I believe the abnormalities are on your side of the family. Talk about genetic mutations. Your mother's an infomaniac, your brother's a sexual deviant, and your father's dead.
How dare you? And what about your lot? Talk about dysfunctional family. Your father is a bigot and a bully. Your sister is off her face on Librium, and your mother swigs sherry out of a bottle, and I know because I've seen her.
So you spy on my mother, do you? Of all the underhand...
And now you're trying to change the subject. We should be happy. We should be excited.
I think you're excited enough for both of us. In fact, you are overexcited. Jesus, woman, you are hysterical. Calm down. The neighbours will hear.
Good. Hello, neighbours. Listen to this! I'm having a baby and my husband doesn't want me to! No, I don't think that they all heard. I think I'd better go out onto the street and tell them all.
If you dare leave this house, you're not coming back in.
Did you hear that, everyone? My husband is threatening to throw me out of the house! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
Where the hell do you think you're going?
I'm going to tell the whole world that my husband is a shit!
Oh, no, you are not. Come back here this instant!
Get your hands off me!
I'm warning you, Geraldine!
Robert has gone too far. He is no match for Geraldine. Biff. On the nose, down went Robert. It was as simple as that. Now look at Geraldine. Geraldine, you are out on the street. It is dark, it is late, and you have no shoes on.
Pig! Pig! Pig!
Shauna, Poppet, come back.
No, Ian, I told you. Either he goes or I do.
But Shauna, where will you go?
I'll sleep on the street. Oh, I hate men. I just hate them.
Pig! The utter pig! Pig! Sodding pig! Well, that's it. Pig features your history. Ow!
Ooh, oh, that hurt like hell. Oh, I'm sorry. But it wouldn't have hurt so much if you'd been wearing shoes.
I'm not, am I? I must look completely mad.
Maybe it's a full moon.
Let's bark at it.
Why?
Oh, no, take no notice. I'm temporarily deranged.
I've been kicking the wall. That helped.
Why?
Well, I'm pregnant and my husband prefers the company of an emotional, immature train spotter with a terrible haircut to me.
What a coincidence.
Would your husband prefer that too?
No, 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 I'm pregnant as well.
You're not.
I'm not that old. It is still a physical possibility. So you're having a baby too?
No, I'm not having a baby. Baby singular. I'm having babies. Two of them, twins. Oh, blimey, it's like waiting for a bus. You wait for 8 years and the two of them turn up at once. So when's yours due, then?
I'm 19 weeks.
Really? I'm 18 weeks and 4.5 days.
Oh, congratulations, Geraldine Clifford from number 4.
Shauna Gordon, number 12, top flat. So, what are you doing out here, then?
I can't bear to breathe the same air as my husband.
Oh, yeah, you know, you've got to be very careful when you're expecting. I'm absolutely paranoid about asthma.
That's not quite what I meant.
Oh, look, there's a pathetic old drunk being helped home by some poor, exhausted woman.
His long-suffering wife, no doubt.
Well, evening, ladies. Nice night for it, isn't it?
Excuse us.
Oh, it's my little girl.
Oh, come on, let's get in. Not you two. You can go home to your husbands.
Good night.
Shona! Shona, come quick. Trevor's having a panic attack.
Oh, dear, no peace for the pregnant.
Your skin will stretch, your tights will fall down involuntarily, strangers will shove their hand up your jumper, experts will prod and poke you inside and out, you will pee in plastic bottles, your back will ache, and inevitably, your babies will be born.
Good luck!
And where are Yvette's dad and the lovely denim-clad Kelly? Yvette is waiting. Yvette is worried. Yvette is watching Rosemary's baby.
Hello, Yvette. Where'd you get off to?
Good question. Oof,
that'd be like that, love. Oof, we're only down the Indian Girl.
I couldn't care less if you've been to Bombay and back. I'm going to bed.
Ow. Yvette! Yvette! You come down here and be civil to your dad.
Thank you, love.
Teenagers. You can't live with them and they're too old to be taken into care.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Look, she's just feeling fat, unattractive, lonely, scared, worried, young and fat, basically. I know how she feels.
Well, you're hardly young, are you, Kel?
Oh, well, I ought to...
Don't talk about me like I wasn't in the room!
You ain't! Look, best be off. I just wanted to see you home safe.
Kelly.
What?
Good night.
Oh, don't worry, Baz. She'll be all right.
Good night, Mr. Martin. Good night, Yvette, Kelly, Geraldine and Dominic. I shall be back to visit soon, but excuse me now. I have a stretch of motorway to cover with black ice. Horrible job, but someone's got to do it. Life goes on. Good luck indeed.